Louis has already made the three chocolate sponges that we're going to use in the gâteau, and we've just taken them out of the oven, haven't we, Louis?
We're just chilling at the moment, aren't we? They're cooling, so it's all good. I'm going to put it to work in a minute, though. We're going to make some filling.
When you're going to stick sponges together, what is the secret, then, of creating the three perfect layers? Do you have to get them dead level?
The layers are perfectly level as they came out of the oven, because my little trick is I always bake layers bottom shelf with a fan setting at 160, and I promise you, you never get the bulge in the centre. They always come out flat because you're out of the blast of the fan that blows the hot air. So it means that you don't have to trim them.
Louis, can I ask, because it's obviously the first edition tonight, what's it like that first time that you go in the tent? Presumably the whole thing is just get through that first episode, because if you're going to do a boo-boo, presumably it's that first one that, because the nerves take over, that it'll probably happen.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really weird. When you walk in the tent for the first time, it's actually really surreal because you've seen it so many times and then you're actually there. What I always say to people when they ask me is, if you can get past the first couple of weeks, you actually can find a bit of a stride in the tent, believe it or not. It's not like baking at home, but you get to know where things are, where the equipment is, you understand the ovens. But the first week is crucial because they'll be there, you know, rabbit in the headlights. They won't understand the ovens, most of them. But getting through the first week is the key to really settling in from week two onwards.